morning. I hope you're awake. Did y'all get coffee this morning? I hope so. I got a lot to say. Okay. As most of you know, my name is Jessica, and I grew up going to Dire United Methodist Church. One time at night youth group, Pastor Devin asked a question that really got me thinking. His question was, if someone wanted to get to know you, what would you say? I personally would say, hi, my name is Jessica. My favorite colors are blue and orange. I cannot stand purple and gold. I like music, and I'm a Christian. Then he asked us to reach another level deeper into who we really are. Hi, my name is Jessica. Most of my friends call me Jessie. I love to read, and I'm in high school. Then he asked us to reach even deeper. Hi, I'm Jessie. I struggle with things a lot of people hate talking about, depression and anxiety, and often feeling alone. But the thing I've learned about the church is the phrase, I'm alone, is never correct. Now, if you are someone who doesn't know God and you don't know where you stand in your faith, you are not alone. You have every single person in every single pew there for you, and you have God. But if you are a person who has a strong relationship with God and you do everything in your power to be a holy person, you are not alone either. The only difference between those two people is the person who knows God and has a relationship with him knows how he is there for them. But the person that doesn't know God doesn't know how he is there for them and doesn't know how he loves them. But the amazing thing about God is he loves us. He loves you, he knows you, and he's always there for you. A few years ago, I was at a point in my life where I was very depressed. My grandma, who meant everything to me, was sick. I didn't have anyone to talk to, or any friends for that matter, and I was always sad and anxious. Then, as the cheesy Christian thing to say is, my life completely changed. I went to church camp. I went to Epworth, and at first I was so scared to go because I didn't know anyone there. So I told my sister, I was like, Danielle, you better not get tired of me being tied to your hip by the end of the week because I have to go home with you too. So that was a whole situation. But the first day, I swear, I instantly felt the weight of the world lift off of my shoulders. It may have been the constant smell of sweat and mothballs or the 500 mosquito bites I have all over my body. But all jokes aside, I jumped in with both feet because everyone was so kind and welcoming. Being around so many Christians my age impacted me in a way I could never forget. At night worship, I remember the exact moment I felt the weight of the world just dissolve. The schedule of night worship was sing a few songs, then listen to a sermon, watch a meaningful video, or listen to a story. And then we'd sing some more. So everyone, after the sermon, we were just singing and praising, and then the worship leader took a moment in silence and then just started to pray. Everyone had their holy hands up and their heads down, and the worship leader said, you can feel his presence in the room with us. And in that moment, I felt God. In that moment, it hit me, and I mean, it really hit me. He was with me. God was with the person to my left and with the person to my right. God was with the person in front of me and behind me, and I think God was with every individual person in that room that night. And I think everybody felt it too. That night, I think everyone, through church and camp alone, I have met many of my closest friends, and I don't know what I would do without them. They help me keep me on the right path that God intends for me to go down, and they help me keep my eyes focused on Jesus. At Epworth, I learned who God was. Now, before camp, I knew God, but I didn't know who he was to me. I didn't know who he was to me or how he was there for me. It's insane to think about all the things I just didn't know before camp, but being a Christian and giving all of my worries, to God has given me the faith that everything will be okay through him. He has given me another family, and the amount of constant love and support I get from my church family is incredible, and I could not be more thankful. I learned the most important thing about being a child of God at camp and through church. He knows me, he is there for me, and he loves me. And God wants to do that for you if he hasn't already. God wants to do that for you. But you have to let him in by talking to him and praying to him and by reading the Bible. Whether your prayer is just a, "Hi God, the sky looks beautiful today," or simply a, "Hi God, thank you." That is enough. Prayers can be as long or as short or as specific or vague as you want. It is okay if you haven't started your relationship with God. And it is never too late to build your faith. It is never too late to build your faith. And it's okay if you had a relationship with God and something happened to make you go astray from the path God wants you to go down and your eyes got taken off of Jesus. Something like depression or death are tragic events that can tear you and your faith down. But in those moments when we feel sad or lost are the best moments to talk to God. Building a relationship with God is no different than praying or picking up the phone and calling a friend. You are strong enough to focus your eyes back on God or just to start to look at him. In the Bible, the book of Matthew tells a story where Jesus walks on water and calls Peter on the water to walk out with him. If I can open my Bible. Okay. Shortly before dawn, Matthew 14, 25 through 31 says, "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said and cried out. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage. It is I.' 'Lord, if it is you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked onto the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?'" What Peter did was almost unbelievable. In the middle of a storm, he got out of his boat and walked on water towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." The second Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink. But it all comes down to how he walked on the water in the first place. He had to have been a follower of God and so strongly trusted in him. He had an almost complete faith in Jesus. He started to sink because he started to doubt, but as soon as he cried out, "Lord, save me," Jesus reached out his hand and saved him. But why did he doubt? I was at a point, I'm sorry. But Peter is human, and we are human. We mess up and we give into temptation, but Jesus is waiting there to save you. When we are in those moments and we are thinking, we need to cry out to the Lord for help. And when I was at camp, I was at a point in my life where I was thinking. Then I went to camp and I was able to cry out to the Lord for help. But God isn't only there when you're thinking. God is there all the time. God is there in those sad moments. God is there in those happy moments. And God is there in those moments when you are laughing so hard it hurts in your stomach and you cannot catch your breath. And he is there in those moments when you are so hangry, and if you don't eat in the next 2 seconds, well, good luck to anybody in a mile radius of you. God is there in every single moment of your life, and then some. At camp, I gained focus of God. At home, I keep the focus by going to church and talking to other Christians and praying. Find the place or things or even people that help you create and maintain a relationship with God. whether it's getting coffee with a friend and talking about the Lord or worshiping to your favorite worship song, or just going to church. I want you to find your Epworth. I want you to ask yourself, who am I? And who is God to me? In your bulletins, there's a section with those questions. You can either write them down, or you can just think about them, or you can talk to them with somebody. And if you forget everything I just said, or you slept through the entire sermon, the one thing I hope you take away from this is that God loves you, God is there for you, and He knows you. Thank you.
Just kidding, I prepared a sermon I'm going to give. No, Jesse, that was awesome.